Thank you and good afternoon. The sheriff's office has arrested 34-year-old Judson Stiglich in connection with the murder of a man in Cutton Thursday morning. Stiglich was initially detained for questioning before being formally charged. Stiglich is facing a murder charge in the shooting death of 22-year-old Ryan Robinson, who was found deceased by emergency personnel. Detectives report that the two men knew each other and had gotten into an argument that led to Robinson's death, and the firearm used in the killing has been linked to a burglary in Fortuna. Stiglich was booked into county jail on a $1 million bail. Stiglich has a well-documented history with law enforcement in the past. In April of 2013, he was arrested for possession of methamphetamine and marijuana for sale, along with probation violation and being a convicted felon in possession of ammunition. In 2009, he was arrested for possession of narcotics, meth, and marijuana for sale as well. State Senator Jerry Hill of San Mateo has introduced a bill that would require all drivers convicted of driving under the influence to install an ignition interlock device on their vehicles. The driver would have to blow into the device before the car would start, and to avoid the driver getting someone else to blow into the device, it will periodically be required for the driver to blow while behind the wheel. The ignition device prevents the car from being started if the blood alcohol limit is exceeded by the driver, and a pilot program is currently in place to study the effectiveness of the program in 4 California counties. The devices are in use in 24 other states. Tammy Brown has been hired as the Senior Vice President and Chief Credit Officer of the Redwood Capital Bank. The announcement was made by the bank earlier today. President and CEO John Dalby stated that this hiring is further evidence of the bank's commitment to the community. Tammy Brown is a Humboldt County native and brings 28 years of banking and lending experience working at previous banks such as Six Rivers and Umpqua Bank. She also brings deep knowledge of Humboldt County and its business culture. Brown said she looks forward to being a part of the Redwood Capital team and is extremely excited to be a part of the bank's future growth. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bureau of Land Management will be holding a celebration in Trinidad to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the 200-foot wave that shook the Trinidad Head Lighthouse. The giant wave hit Pilot Rock in the lighthouse in a massive storm that blew gale winds over Northern California over the span of 2 weeks in December of 1914 and January of 1915. If you're planning on traveling to San Francisco this weekend or traveling through the city, you won't be able to use the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge will be closed to vehicle traffic through Sunday, and motorists will have to use an alternate route over the Richmond or Bay Bridges or by using the Golden Gate Ferry, which will expand its services during the bridge closure. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman will have a busy visit to Humboldt and Del Norte counties next week, as he will hold 2 veterans town hall meetings in Eureka and Crescent City. January 16th, Huffman will stop at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Crescent City to hold a meeting on veterans' health care and benefits. Representatives from various groups such as the Roseburg Healthcare System, Veterans Benefit Administration, and the County Service Office will be on hand with Huffman to talk about issues relating to the topic. January 17th, Huffman will make his way to the Veterans Memorial Hall in Eureka to talk about issues relating to veterans' health care and benefits as well. Representatives from the San Francisco VA Medical Center, Eureka's VA Clinic, and the Veterans Administration will also be on hand with Huffman during the meeting. The County Department of Health and Human Services are offering HPV vaccinations at their public health clinic. The Department of Health and Human Services are offering these vaccinations in a continued effort to reduce cervical cancer. Along with other communities around the United States, the department has also been promoting the month of January as Cervical Health Awareness Month. If you're interested or need more information, you can contact Health and Human Services. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.